recent study shows that raising the price of wine can make it taste better. Brain scans revealed that drinkers experience more pleasure than when they thought that they were drinking expensive wines than when they were drinking cheaper wines, even when the wines were exactly the same. With me now is the study's lead author, California Institute of Technology Economics Professor Antonio Rangel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What kinds of wines did you serve these tasters?
Well, they will all taste Cabernet Sauvignons.
Uh-huh. And you served the same wine to the tasters, marked at two different prices?
The experiment actually had three wines. They thought they were drinking five wines, and in reality they were drinking only three wines, and two of the wines were shown, one at the real price and one at a market price.
And what were the prices that you put on them?
So one wine is a very cheap Cabernet Sauvignon. It sells from the store for $5, and we told them it was either worth $5 or $45. And then we also gave them expensive wine that was worth $90 in the store, and sometimes we told them it was worth only $10.
Were your tasters wine enthusiasts to begin with?
No. The population of subjects that we recruited were people who reported enjoying an occasional glass of wine, but not being experts.
So do you think tasters with a more developed palate for wine would have been able to better differentiate the wines regardless of the price that you gave them?
Of course, that's an extremely interesting and important question. I can tell you that after we did the brain scanning study and we obtained these shocking results, we went to a population of what we call semi-experts. And semi-experts for us were people who belong to the Stanford Wine Club. Mm-hmm. We did a behavioral version of the study, and we got exactly the same results. Now we are curious about knowing if what we call super experts, someone like a sommelier, will also exhibit the effects in the study. Our hypothesis is that they will not, mm-hmm. but we don't have data to show it.
Well, we can only hope. So how do you measure these people's responses to wines? You give them an MRI, and what happens when a brain is experiencing pleasure?
Well, we are building in a very significant body of literature in cognitive neuroscience that has shown that if I put you in the brain scanner and I give you a pleasant experience, a picture, a pleasant odor, like a perfume, a liquid when you're very thirsty, and I ask you to rate how pleasant the experience was, then I can use the fMRI data to show that there are areas in the brain whose firing rates are correlated with how pleasant you tell me these things are. So we know that this area of the brain that is called the medial orbitofrontal cortex seems to be encoding for this level of subjective pleasantness, or seems to correlate with that level of subjective pleasantness. And what we do in the study is we bring them to the scanner, we give them wines, and we measure the activity in this area of the brain while they are degustating the wine at which they believe to be different prices. And as you mentioned in your introductory piece, we find that when they taste the same wine at which they believe to be the higher price, this area of the brain fires more strongly.
Now, I've only had one MRI in my life, but I remember I was put into this kind of tunnel thing. How do you drink wine when you're in this tunnel with all that noise from the magnets?
Let me tell you, it's not easy. We had to construct a very sophisticated system of computerized pumps with this feet-long system of straws, and the subject is lying there, and has a straw coming into their mouth, and these pumps very carefully deliver wine at just the right time, a very small amount of wine.
Did they experience displeasure when they thought they were tasting the cheaper wines?
It's very hard to tell if there is absolute displeasure. To be loyal to the science, I have to tell you that everything is a relative measure. So there is this area fires less strongly when the believe they're tasting the cheaper wine, but I will not tell you whether it's absolute pleasure or absolute displeasure.
Now, you said you were surprised by the results. Why? I would think that anyone who has thought about this on a psychological, you're an economics professor, but anyone who spoken to a psychologist might have suspected that something like this might happen.
You know, I'm both an economist and a neuroscientist, and I came to the study with a belief that I think is not uncommon in the sciences, which is that the quality or pleasantness of an experience only depend on the objective factors of what's happening to you. So, for example, in the case of consuming a liquid, what is the chemistry of what you put in your mouth? And what's the state of the individual, how thirsty you are, for example? For me, what is both a little bit shocking and beautiful about the study is that it shows that the quality, the pleasantness of the experience depend not only on these objective factors, but also on your beliefs and your expectations about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how that applies to other things. If I expect a piece of pie to taste good, is it more likely to actually taste good to me?
So a body of literature in marketing with behavioral studies and these experiments suggests that that's not an unreasonable hypothesis.
And I assume that people in the business world have shown a lot of interest in this study, and that may mean that wine prices are going to go up.
That's what my wife keeps telling me, that I have done a great disservice to all of the people who enjoy wine with this study.
And I'm sure you drink a little bit of wine, otherwise
Absolutely.
You wouldn't have done this. What impact has this had on the way you drink wine?
Well, the biggest impact that the study had was that I always run myself through the studies, and I discovered that my orbitofrontal cortex is not a very discriminating taster of wines. And I also, my palate is not very sophisticated. So I just realized that I am as sensitive to these manipulations as the subject of the study were.
Well, if Professor Rangel, if you're in a restaurant and you're not paying, somebody else is paying, and you know that the wine costs a couple of $100, wouldn't you automatically think that it was a terrific wine?
Well, we are the key idea of the study is, forget the prices for 1 second, is that if you believe, as you said before, if you believe something is going to be better, it may end up actually tasting better. So what we're building in the study is with the belief that most people have, which is probably correct on average, that more expensive wines taste better on average. What the study shows is that controlling for quality, a change in the belief of price, also increases the recorded activity in this area of the brain that correlates with subjective pleasantness. So the study doesn't say that the quality, underlying quality of the wine doesn't matter. It matters a lot. But what it says is that controlling for the wine, changing the prices, affects experience taste.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, your name, your last name is Rangel, which is also the name of a prominent New York congressman.
Absolutely.
From now on, I'm going to be calling him Carlos Rangel instead of Charlie Rangel. But I've been speaking with Antonio Rangel, who is an economics professor at the California Institute of Technology. It's been fascinating.
Thank you very much.